How's everybody doing? Before we get started, I just want to say that I know we've all seen this, this deal in Connecticut here, and that my thoughts and prayers are with the families, out there that obviously have been affected by this. So just want to say that to start off here.
Okay, let's take questions. About 4 games ago, Bilal Powell became more and more involved in the offense. Could you kind of run through what the thought process was behind getting him more involved and what you wanted to do?
Well, he's been involved, pretty much right from the beginning. Bilal's been the third down back, if you will, going into the season. And, we've gotten him more and more carries, in some of these situations where we've been able to carry the ball a bunch of times. So he's done a nice job with that. We've seen that happening in training camp, and, it was an area that, we felt like certainly we can, that we want it to continue to grow, with that third down role, a little bit, takes a little bit off of Sean, in that situation. And then, little by little here, he's been getting more involved, as we go along in base stuff, just because of the number of carries that we've had here as well. So that's been a really good help. What I've seen from him is, this guy is a tough physical kid. He'll block you. He's smart, and he's got a little different wiggle to him, when he runs. So, I mean, they're two totally different players, and I think they complement each other really well. Bilal catches it well and is pretty, pretty shifty when he gets in and out of there. And then, Sean comes at you with good power. So, I think it's helped both players right now. It's helped Sean as you're into the deep end of the pool here schedule-wise right now. And, when you get into December, I think having somebody like that that's taking some snaps off of you, helps him a little bit be stronger here down the stretch, and that's what I've seen out of Sean, too.
Going forward, assuming you're in games that aren't close, do you expect that you'll throw the ball as little as you did last week?
Just depends on the game, and last week in that ball game last week, we were, we averaged 6.2, 6.3 a carry, somewhere like that, over 15 runs for 2 scores. I think Mark, I think the first play of the second half was a throw. I think he gained 10 yards on it. And then I think we ran it 7 times in a row. So if we're getting that kind of chunk yards, and we're getting that kind of production running the football, then we're going to do what we feel like we need to do to win the football game. So that's what I'm going to say.
Rick's kind of reversed today. He wasn't sure about Tim yesterday. Today he's like, yeah, I might be ready to see him back and all his. Mm-hmm. So with 3 days to go, where are you kind of seeing things with the Wildcat? Might we see it again? Is that a possibility? How do you feel about Tim's progress right now?
Well, I mean, it's always a possibility, obviously, when Tim is out there. But we do have 3 days before the game right now. So I think that's the most important thing here right now, is that we do have time before this thing starts and see, see where we go there. But, we were a little bit more encouraged today, as your coach said. But, that's probably where it is right now. So as you get down the road here, it's just a matter of whether or not, the guy feels a whole lot better.
Realistically, how much impact do you think Braylon Edwards can have coming this week?
Well, I mean, it depends, on a lot of things right now. I mean, one, obviously he's been, he's coming in at this point in time and he has to learn a new offense. He does have a little bit of carryover from, another stop that he has had, and that's helped a little bit here, but it's different than where he was, and it's different, certainly than where he was before that, so meaning his last 2 stops. So I think he handles it very well. Guy's really a smart guy, and we can get him enough. You can get him enough opportunities from a mental standpoint that way. I think it's just we also have to see where he is, physical standpoint going forward here too. You know, he's been limited the last couple days, so you know, that's another one of those deals where you got 3 days really before you play.
How much does it help that Mark and you touched on the fact that it was a different system, obviously, mm-hmm. that Mark and Braylon have worked together? Because I know that Mark, when Santonio was healthy, would oftentimes just keep going to him because he trusted him. How much does that help you as a coordinator knowing that those two guys have a background?
Well, it helps in this situation when you have 3 weeks. You know, you're down to 3 weeks here, and you know you're playing 1 week at a time. So, meaning. You know, it helps to have chemistry. You're not trying to develop, so it's not, you know, like using other players, you know, but it's not like when Clyde Gates came in for the first time, okay, and you're trying to get that thing going, and neither player really knows each other, or Marty, you know, coming in, and neither player knows each other. You know, I mean, it takes them a little bit longer to form chemistry out there, you know, when this is something that's, you know, obviously these two guys have played together, and you know they've been in contact with each other, and they're friends, and all that stuff. So I mean, there's a lot of history there with them. So I think that's a positive thing here, and you know it makes it a little bit easier going forward. Just if, you know, if you're the quarterback, you know him, you know his likes and his dislikes, and you know maybe what you know the way he would run a certain route, you know, in our offense, and I think that makes it a little bit easier where. You know, if it's a brand new player, you know, and you're out there and you're just trying to learn it, and it's hard to get enough reps at it. So it takes a little time.
The line seems to be playing at a very high level now. What was going to click, or what do you see? Where has been the biggest improvement in that group in the last however many weeks you want
to? Well, I mean, I think, you know, anytime something like that happens, and I do think they are playing well right now, you know, you got to credit the players, you got to credit the coach. So, I mean, I think Coach Googe has done a good job with them, you know, with that group of people. You know, we've been very fortunate right now that group of people has been together for as long a period, you know, 13, 14 weeks here, you know, in season right now. And at the same time, you know, I think that the players now, on, you know, the system is, I think it, once you got, you know, in the week six, in the week seven, you know, in and around there, there's nothing different coming at them anymore. You know, they've seen it versus all the looks, you know, and anything that shows up out there right now is not new. So, you know, I think that for them, they just, you know, they're handling it a lot easier because of the familiarity with it right now. You know, I also think that just me just watching them, but from a physical standpoint, you know, they've done a good job of taking care of themselves, you know, the players up front there. And, you know, you can see it in the way they practice and the way that it's carried over into the game, you know, because physically they're getting, you know, they're pretty productive during the course of the game.
Tony, since you sort of brought up Clyde as a point of comparison, mm-hmm. what do you find is more valuable when you have – a guy like Clyde who's been in your offense mm-hmm. compared to a guy like Braylon who's had chemistry with Mark but needs to learn the offense?
Yeah, no, I think anytime, I mean, I don't throw the ball, you know, I mean, I don't do any of those things, you know, so if it's more comfortable for Mark, you know, in that situation, I think that that's positive. You know, I think me coming in here for the first time, you know, if you had a few players around you that knew you, you know, it makes it easier for the other players, you know. And I think just, you know, what's he like, what's he do, you know, what doesn't he like, you know, all those things. But, you know, that doesn't, at the end of the day, that's not what's equaling, you know, the wins and losses. I mean, it's, you know, your productivity when you're out there on the field. And I think if the quarterback feels comfortable with it, you know, that's the most important thing. So, you know, with Mark, you know, he feels comfortable in that, you know, in that situation. I mean, you're talking about two different extremes. We're talking about, and I use Clyde as an example, but, you know, a young player, you know, with, you know, a lot of speed and upside, and then a veteran player, you know, who's, you know, got a lot of stripes.
Tony, when they first started talking about bringing Braylon in, or told you it was going to be with, as the coach, mm-hmm. the offensive coach, when you see a player like Braylon, you know, what does he bring for you? You know, like, what do you see from him that you think, great, this is going to work for me in my offense? Like, these are the positives that I see, that, you know, why you were excited to bring him in, I guess.
Well, I mean, again, I've had a game plan against him. And the problem is the last time I've seen him, you know, short of that little stint there in Seattle there, was running down the field against me for like a 60-yard touchdown, I think it was. So, I mean, those are the things that I think about. I mean, I just know, you know, he's made some tremendous circus catches, you know, against, you know, against Miami. And, you know, those are the things that you remember. So, I mean, you know, I just know when I came here and I started digging back through film, you know, as I was watching some of the players here, you know, I even went as far back as some of that. And seeing that kind of deal happening out there with he and Mark. So, you know, I mean, I think that that's something that, you know, can only help us.
Last one for Warren. I'm not sure if I'm right about this. If I'm wrong, I'll withdraw the question. Have you been able to do more misdirection and counter stuff in the last 2 weeks?
I would say yes.
Okay. What has led to that? Is it been game plan specific, or is it something you've seen with the running game that's
legitimate? No, it's been a little bit of something, you know. It's obviously game plan specific, because anytime you run misdirection things, you just can't run them. You know, if there's no, you know, in other words, misdirection doesn't happen if that group over there is a slow playing defense. You know, fast flow teams that, you know, what are they doing to you on the back side of runs? What are they doing to you on the front side of runs? You know, and how we're handling some of that. You know, in the game the other night, or the other day, you know, that was happening a little bit. You know, so there were some things that we were doing well to the front side of some things, and then all of a sudden to stop it, the answer was, you know, for them to really stack the front to the other side, and that's where we were able to come back with some misdirection stuff. So, you know, it's just, you know, Gooch and I have been through that a bunch of times, and I think that it's something that you're able to see a little bit as the game goes on. The players are able to see it, you know, and they're getting better at handling it. But it's also finding the right guys to, you know, to be able to do it and put the right people in the right spots. And, you know, Bilal's made a lot of good plays, you know, on some of those. You know, Sean's made a few good plays in some of those situations as well.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Tom.